Your hometown news station, AM 1300 KGLO Mason City. Jesse Stewart here. Time for this week's Iowa State University Extension. And joining us now on the live line with the Extension, Brenda Schmidt is on today. Brenda, how are you?
I'm doing well. How about you?
I'm doing good, Brenda. I appreciate you making some time to join us here today on KGLO for this Extension update. We're talking tax prep. And, you know, that's something that I don't think has been on many people's minds here the last couple of weeks with everything going on with coronavirus, but it is something that is out there. I know there's been some changes, some extensions of deadlines, things like that. So let's dive in and talk about tax prep, and maybe we could just start. You can give us some updates on some different things we need to be aware of.
Well, I'm really thankful for the extensions because that makes a lot of people quite nervous and panicky, especially now when they're tying the monies that they're going to be sending out to people who have filed their taxes in the last 2 years. The thing I was excited about, I was just reading the most recent update that came out from the IRS, and it said that individuals who don't typically file, and so we're talking about low-income taxpayers that don't have a filing requirement, senior citizens, Social Security recipients, those individuals now all of a sudden are going to need to file in order to get the money. But what they said now was that pretty quickly here, they're going to have instructions on how these individuals can get onto a, there's a term for it. It's a place that they're going to be able to basically just enter their name, their filing status, meaning are you married, are you single, and then you'll put in like your bank account number, and then that's how you'll receive your payment. You won't have to actually do a full-blown tax return. And so we have to wait because they're still working on the details of that. So I'm hoping that you have a lot of listeners because I'm getting a lot of phone calls about that. And the other thing is that really encouraging people who haven't filed for 2 years to make arrangements to get that done. And you can always go online and get it done for free through the IRS. They have web pages set up for people to do that. And I know that not everybody is tech savvy. And so the free tax prep site, I was originally kind of thinking that I wasn't going to have to do anymore because we had a really successful first part of the year. In last year, we did a 500 returns, my volunteers. And at this moment, we have 400 and like almost 480 of them done. And so I feel pretty good. We had called everybody that had been scheduled out further beyond the point in which we quit. We had called them, had them come in. We just did a super day. I had a volunteer that came in, and the two of us, we passed, you know, papers between a closed door, you know, and tried to stay very safe. And I felt pretty good that we got them all done, but things change in a really rapid pace here.
They definitely do, Brenda, and things are constantly changing, and it sounds like you guys have done a lot of work, did a lot of work with those free tax prep sites. What about those folks who haven't filed yet? And I know you mentioned the extension of the deadline. Maybe you can refresh our memory again what that new deadline is. And also, is there any ways that the extension, are you still able to help some folks via, you know, online or over the phone with any questions?
Yeah, but I really don't want my phone to like all of a sudden be ringing off the wall. Mm-hmm. But I'm kind of in a holding pattern. I'm wanting to wait and see what the government, I mean, it's changing daily.
Yep.
Initially, I heard that everybody that was, you know, on Social Security, they just automatically get their check through Social Security. But now, you know, I'm kind of, now it's looking like they've changed their mind about that. So because the filing deadline is pushed back into July, I'm not, you know, and that's for both federal and state. I'm not too excited, you know, to say when I'm going to be able to get up and running again or even if I need to. Mm-hmm. So I'm still kind of waiting for people to get, for the government to get things kind of hammered out and see what all is available that they're doing that takes a lot of people out of the system that actually needs to file. So, yeah, like I said, I'm still waiting, but we have time. July 15th is a long ways off.
Yeah.
And the money that's going to be coming out, they're going to be sending it direct deposit to those that have already filed this year that had a direct deposit number on their return. Some people, you know, like a lot of farmers, they pay quarterly, pay in quarterly because they're self-employed. So those individuals, I know myself included, we write a check, we send it in. We don't give them access, you know, to our bank account to pull out that quarterly payment. So they are going to be setting up a web page where you can go in and put that information in so they know where to e-file it, and then you don't have to sit and wait for the check to come.
Well, it sounds like you said, a lot of moving parts, a lot of things are changing. We have time, and I think that's the biggest thing I think we're seeing with everything going on in our world right now. A lot of moving parts, a lot of things changing, but until we get some of those guidances and see things kind of set in stone, it's kind of just a holding pattern. But it sounds like the biggest message maybe for folks who haven't filed yet or are still working on it is there's no need to panic, right?
Right. Yes, but you know, if they're wanting to, oh yes, and the checks will be sent out. You know, I mean, all you have all of 2020 to get your taxes done in order to get that stimulus payment. But the sad thing is that there are a lot of people who haven't filed in 2018 and 19 that actually have a refund coming. So that's a double reason why you should, you know, hop on it and get your taxes done.
Definitely. Very, very true. Well, great insight into everything, Brenda. We appreciate the time as always. Thank you for joining us here on AM 1300 KGLO for this week's Extension Update.
Thank you.
Brenda Schmidt there with the Iowa State University Extension, talking taxes here and the stimulus checks and more on KGLO. Brenda sent along a little bit more information as well, some online things and resources that you could use, and they're up under the Farm News section of KGLO AM.com. From the KGLO Farm Desk, I'm Jesse Stewart reporting.